it's very important, but MRD negative, is it really MRD, a patient cured when they're MRD negative, or we just don't have a sense enough assay to pick up the residual cells? I think it'll be an important question, but I wonder about that.
In the clinical terms, yes. MRD negativity in ALL, yes. If you achieve it after 28 days,
yes.
Tells you that you're responding fast,
yes.
And deep. And okay. When you look at clinical data, it's clear that the outcome is
better,
much better.
Much better.
Yeah,
so especially in the pediatric ALL, I believe also.
And also, yeah, in the pediatrics well. Yes. It's clear, and
very
we are
clear.
Seeing it in our trials in adults. It's almost, you can tell, if you look at the national study with pediatric protocols with in young adults, almost most MRD patients have not yet relapsed. It's a short follow-up,
right.
But the relapse rate is significantly low. So it's an important clinical. There's a lot of problems of measuring MRD,
absolutely.
But as a concept, it's important.
Right. Let's move on. Actually, a very exciting area now is with respect to the FDA granting breakthrough therapy designation to three separate CAR T therapies, chimeric antigen receptor T-cell therapies for use in patients with relapse refractory ALL. And what's exciting here is that we don't have one standard approach to the CAR T-cell type of therapy. I think that we're seeing maybe a very rapid progression. We're seeing now companies who are getting involved with developing CAR T-cells, and